This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Is the word moist the worst ever? Clean cut kid on Real or No Real? Louise Pentland plays innuendo bingo. And we find the guy who got naked at Glastonbury and got a shout out from Dave Grohl. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. You all right, Chris?
I'm really good, yeah.
Today we have Louise Pentland on innuendo bingo at 1:45. I've missed bingo, you know. Feels like I've not played it in ages.
It feels like we keep having these little mini breaks with it. Yeah. It's good, I think, because it keeps, keeps it sort of alive.
Keeps it fresh.
Keeps it fresh, yeah.
1:45 today, listen to the artist formerly known as Sprinkle of Glitter. Now, Louise Pentland off of YouTube.
Has she completely shaken the Sprinkle of Glitter thing away?
I think so. And probably best not to mention it.
That's really?
A new name. Well, it's her actual name, actually. 1:45 today, Louise is going to be playing Innuendo Bingo. Last time, she had an absolute mare. Do you remember? I think it was her contact lenses or something. It happens.
I remember her sort of... there was a phrase she kept shouting.
Yeah, here it is. And here is Jonathan chatting to an etiquette expert. Now, Louise, obviously you're a YouTuber. You love a selfie, right? Have you taken one with one of these?
I hope I'm never living in a society or future generations are living in a society where it's okay to take a selfie with a stiffy.
Call 0116 251 1049.
Ow! Mayday! Mayday, my contact lenses! You spat my contacts out!
I don't know. I actually
Mayday.
Is this a genuine Mayday?
Yes! Has anyone got any contact fluid?
I mean, it's literally the poshest dilemma we've ever had on Innuendo Bingo.
Mayday!
Oh, I love you, Louise.
She's awesome.
She's going to be on at 1:45, and Clean Cut Kid, who are our Tune of the Week, are on playing Real or No Real with us at 3:40. And then just after 3, we've got the naked guy from Foo Fighters. I mean, what a show.
Scott Mills.
And here, everybody, is Louise Pentland.
Hello, thanks for having me again.
Well, that's okay. Are we all right to say just once the artist formerly known as Sprinkle of Glitter?
Yeah, you can, that's fine.
Okay, well, I won't
you
mention
said it
again.
Now, yeah.
Yeah,
it's done.
Why the change?
You look at... Oh.
Do you mean in outfit, in attire?
No, I mean in name.
Oh, I just wanted to be a bit more myself, and I felt like I was catering to a really young audience who are lovely, but I wanted to talk to people my own age a bit more and talk about stuff I'm interested in.
Is it a bit like when you've got an old email address that you've had from quite a young age?
A .com one, and then you change to your co.uk.
Well, or your MSN name.
Yeah, it's like Fluffy Bunny. So, do you know what I mean?
Like Fluffy Bunny 69.
My MSN name was like Misty Girl 17. I thought that was really cool.
So it's that. It's basically a new version of that.
Yeah.
But you can talk about what you want to talk about.
Not on BBC Radio, though. I've been briefed of what you cannot say on BBC Radio.
Well, I know that, Louise.
Yeah.
And you're here today to talk about your new fashion range, which is what you're modelling right now.
It's this bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, so is this obviously a ploy to not get as wet as you did last time?
Right. If you recall, last time, Chris spat so hard in my face that I almost lost a contact lens.
Well, I've got the clip right here.
Oh,
God. It was the poshest crisis that we've ever had on Innuendo Bingo, where you were heard to shout this.
Mayday! Mayday, my contact lenses!
Mayday! Mayday! We've never had a Mayday
before. No one's ever issued a Mayday.
So I thought I'd just be a bit... Also, I've got a book launch tonight, so I don't want to look like a soggy... Mess.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know, it's a bit annoying, actually, because if this was a week earlier, I could have taken your new book on holiday with me, but I'm back now.
But you could still buy it now. Wild like me.
And is it... So it's a novel, it's fiction.
Yes, it's fiction, yes. So it's a love story with a twist. It's about a single mum with a little girl called Lila, and she starts off in not a very good place, in a bit of a pickle, and throughout the book, she gets herself out of the pickle, but not how you'd expect.
Oh.
So is this just completely made up, or is this drawing on life experiences?
Fiction,
well,
it's made up.
It's completely fiction. That's what fiction means, yeah. But it is about a single mum with a little girl, and I have been a single mum with a little girl.
Yeah.
So
obviously
I drew on what I know, but it's not my story. My story is far less interesting. If I wrote a book about that, nobody would buy it.
Well, I'm really enjoying the fashion that
Thank
you're
Yeah, can
that you're
you
sporting.
Describe what you're wearing?
Yeah, because
so,
obviously this is radio.
What it is I've been given a basically clear bin bag, and I've cut a hole in the top, which would be the bottom for my head. You can hear it. It's affecting the mics everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cut a bit around the bottom to tie into a headpiece with a bow.
I mean, you've really made the effort there, Louise.
Well, I want to be practical and fashionable.
Get the Louise look.
You'd be amazed how often I hear, you've got the London look.
Yeah. To be fair,
you've got 2.4 million followers on Instagram. Put a picture of that on, and everyone will follow.
I already did.
Right. It's good festival wear.
I tagged BBC Radio 1 as well.
Right, okay, I'm going to look at that. You know, when you leave the building, people will be wearing clear plastic bin bags as hats.
Oh my God, it's a trend.
It's going to happen.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Do you know, I still love this game. I still love it.
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Louise Pentland?
My boyfriend made me practice spitting this morning so that I could really get him.
Okay.
I like that's awesome. Explain how that'll work.
We talked about, like, in the kitchen, about a strong jet stream.
That's the discussions you're having over breakfast.
Yeah.
Wicked, isn't it?
He was like, right, don't be polite, babe. Don't be polite. Just get him.
Yeah, I mean, last time, Chris went for it. So I'm saying just go for it.
I think you're too polite for that, though.
I am too polite.
You are a nice girl.
Yeah, you are a nice girl.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I hope my dad's listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then you've got to do your boyfriend proud and spit hard, you know? So let's see how this goes.
Okay, good. Right, so here's Innuendo Bingo. It's already started with Louise Pentland. Now, who's wearing an excellent look? Get the Louise look. First. Oh, no, it started already. First
Mayday.
We...
Mayday!
Mayday!
Oh, nothing's funny. Nothing's funny yet.
Right, get your waters. First, we've got two excellent new clips that we were not allowed to air during the election. The BBC always remaining impartial, of course. Mm. Both of them are thanks to Sky News. First, it's editor-at-large Adam Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
Who, he's tried to get an interview with the health secretary, Jeremy Hunt. Mm. Now, to be honest, if I was proposing something like this, I don't think I'd want to talk about it on air either.
Well, Sky News requested an interview with the Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt, who's been doing the rounds this morning, about the erection manifesto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. Excellent hold there, everybody.
Held.
Very, very well held.
About the erection manifesto. Oh.
This is Battersea. Do you remember when he swallowed a fly on Sky News? That was awesome.
Yeah.
One of my favourite ever clips on the internet. Do you need some water? The second clip from the election comes from Sophie Ridge on Sunday. Oh, sorry. Sophie Ridge on Sunday, that's the name of the show. And she was interviewing all the political leaders in Scotland. Always. What, Louise? It's always good to have some special interest in politics, I think. But I'm not sure Scottish Labour leader Kezia Dugdale wants to be known primarily for this.
Hello again. We're live from the Glasgow Science Centre talking to all the party leaders north of the border. And joining us in our studio now is the leader of Scottish Labour, Kezia.
Your laugh's awesome. Did you try and muffle it?
Why has there no water been spat?
There was water.
I'm wet.
The leader of Scottish Labour, Kezia Dugdale.
Yeah. Good to know that Sophie had a problem with the name as well, not just me. Quite hard to say. And now for one of Louise's favourite clips from the last time she played Innuendo Bingo, a classic from the ITV lunchtime news as Alastair Stewart crosses live to reporter Penny Marshall, who's covering last year's US election in Florida. Now, I know reporters are there to kind of offer their own insight and analysis, but this, for me, seems a bit too personal.
And our correspondent Penny Marshall is now in Florida too, where Donald Trump is due later. Penny, Florida is a key battleground in this race. How tight is it?
It's incredibly tight.
I've barely splashed your jeans.
I know.
Come on, guys.
You're very polite.
Here, look.
Remember, we can't do Innuendo Bingo without you. It's all about you finding the clips for us. Thank you very much if you've sent them in. Email them, tell us what they said and what channel and what time, and we'll do the rest. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Plenty of you spotted this next one from Channel 4's 24 Hours in A&E. Now, obviously, there's a lot of different kinds of injury on this show. but I've never heard of someone having to go to hospital after something like this.
Oh, that must have been quite strong.
I'd done, like, most of the work myself.
He's a big boy, 6'6", stuck on some railings with two ladies in lycra, sort of pulling him off.
I'm so sorry.
Stop apologising, you're so polite.
It looks like he's wet himself.
Mayday! Mayday!
It does, it's all gone down one side.
It has, actually, you're right. Mm.
So sorry.
Oh, might as well just go for it now.
Water, please.
It's in my face.
It is. Let's hear that clip again, because I don't think we appreciate it enough.
Oh, that must have been quite strong.
I'd done, like, most of the work myself.
He's a big boy, 6'6", stuck on some railings with two ladies in lycra, sort of pulling him off.
I didn't even get to that last bit.
That's why I wanted to play it again.
Two ladies in lycra, sort of pulling him off.
And thank God those two ladies did pull him off those railings. Yes. They could have been much worse. Now a classic from Radio 4, where else? And it's the radio play Gloomsbury, set back in the early 20th century.
Oh, it's really uncomfortable.
So some of the names here are quite old-fashioned. Water, please. See, I just don't think anyone would be called this these days.
Good luck with your forgiveness project, darling.
Oh, well, I'll have to give it one more shot. Who's that from?
It's Augustus Dong, of all people.
So, Gloomsbury there on Radio 4.
It's Augustus Dong, of all people.
You OK, Louise?
Yes, thank you.
OK.
Very well.
Very well. Do you need to issue another Mayday yet?
Mm-mm.
No. OK, next on Innuendo Bingo, we're going to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And Newsbeat's entertainment reporter Steve Holden, who's chatting to Grimmy about the weekend's highlights at Glastonbury. Now, I thought we'd had all the best stories on the show yesterday. We've got naked Foo Fighters guy. We're going to speak to him after three. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I hear about this incident with Lorde?
It was Ed Sheeran, obviously, headlined last night, and I watched so many sets over the weekend. I think my favourite was probably Lorde. Did you see her big box on
I
stage?
Saw Lorde's big box, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had a massive Perspex box on stage with her dancers in, of course. Mm. And finally, a classic from the world's weirdest events on BBC Two. Now, Louise.
What are you doing? Look like we're about to go now. Why?
What's happening?
What are you doing?
You okay, hon?
What's she doing?
What's she doing?
She's sort of crouching.
Sorry, I couldn't keep it in.
About the erection manifesto.
I'm so sorry.
Stop apologising. It's a game.
It's a cruel game.
I know.
It is.
My favourite bit so far. That's my face.
Right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Fill your cheeks.
Now, Louise, Chris, imagine being in the desert.
I wasn't expecting that, Scott.
None of us were.
Come on, Louise, imagine.
Imagine, Louise, Chris,
just me and you.
You're in the desert.
That'd be terrible. So high maintenance. Can you imagine?
Who, you or him?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, no. Imagine being in the desert and encountering one of these for the very first time.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
That's too much on me!
That's referring to her boobs, of course, the giant desert sandstorms that can be up to a mile high.
Her boobs can be massive.
And that was Louise
well
Pentland, Innuendo Bingo, another
Johnny,
eventful
well
one.
Done.
Well done, everyone.
Very well done.
Thanks, Louise.
Or something.
Thank you for doing round two. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Radio 1. I'm always up for trying exciting new things for lunch, and well, today we've gone in.
I'm not sure
today is a good move from you
to put it on my Instagram. Well, I've just looked them up, and this is an article from 3 years ago. It says they're set to take the country by storm, but I've never heard of them. They've been a success in London's bars, made from crispy bits of chicken skin, bursting with meaty, salty flavour. I'm looking forward to it. It says, here's one of the reviews, a food writer. Cock scratchings are tiny scraps that deliver crunch and intense savouriness in the way that bacon bits ought to, but don't.
Fine. So we're having noodles and this. This is what you've managed to find for us for lunch today.
The cock scratchings. And someone has trademarked that as well.
Well, I'm not surprised.
It's got a TM next to it. Why is that?
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Charlie Barnes, who says, we got engaged during Foo Fighters this weekend at Glastonbury. Can't wait to hear from Naked Guy. Yeah, he's going to be on, the guy that got it all out on TV, 10 past 3, on Radio 1. We're sure it's him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Scott Mills here. I was in LA, actually, last week, and I saw this video, which seems to be kind of doing the rounds over there. I don't know whether it is here. Can you think of one word that would totally gross out other people, like the one word that makes you just go, it's not a rude one, it's just a regular word, just makes you feel a little bit icky.
Well, haven't you, you've often said it, it's words like calling champagne bubbles, that kind of thing.
Bubbly, hate that.
Oh, bubbly, yeah.
Or see, also for your husband, hubby. Anything with a Y on? No, not for me, thanks. But that doesn't make me feel like
panties.
Ah! I hate that. Awful.
So is that the word?
No, there's another one. I'll play you a bit of the video.
Moist psychologically is a very loaded word. According to a research study conducted by psychology professor Dr. Paul Thibodeau, around 18% of American English speakers hate the word moist.
Moist.
Oh, it is a horrible
isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think it's the mwah in moist that makes it horrible?
I don't know. I think we've spoken about this before, that, you know, there is obviously a big dislike for the word moist.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but it turns out, if you watch this video on a bit further, it might not be as gross as you think.
The results suggested that people don't like the word moist because of its connection to body fluids and functions and phlegm and vomit. But that's not all. The study also found there was a bandwagoning effect happening when researchers showed two groups, two different videos, one where male celebrities are awkwardly saying the word moist and one where moist is being used to describe cake. Only the group that watched the first video reacted negatively.
So basically, what this study is saying, lol that they've done a study on it, is if your favourite celeb says that a word is gross, then you will automatically think that it's gross.
Okay. Well, I think the problem is with the word moist.
Also, the way he's saying moist is not for me.
I mean, people will be hating it. My girlfriend's family the other day were having this discussion as well about how horrible the word moist is. But as I was saying to them, the problem is you try and describe a wet chicken in another way.
What do you mean?
Well, you try find another word for a wet chicken.
Oh, what you mean? This chicken is
that's what I mean.
Lovely, like, and moist.
So you have a lovely, say, chicken curry,
yeah.
And you'll be like, do you know what they've
this
done well here?
Moist.
The sauce is really nice, but the chicken is moist, right? But what I'm saying is, give
the
me
chicken
another.
Chicken is damp.
There's no other word that you can use for a wet chicken.
Not the same.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. That's weird, right? Because someone just pointed this out. Moisture is fine. No, that's not, no problem with moisture.
True,
at all.
Very true.
But moist is a whole different kettle.
Mm.
Where do you stand on seepage?
Oh, it's, no, well, again, a horrible word.
Smear. Fine. No. Oh, no. Getting funny looks from various people in here. I think seepage is worse than moist. Maybe we should stop having this conversation.
But you wouldn't say your chicken is seeping as a compliment, would you?
Also,
like, see what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is describe a wet chicken without using the word moist.
Well,
a lot of people have said succulent, then they're correct.
Tender? This chicken's tender. Not quite right, is it?
I don't know. Maybe that is okay.
This chicken is soggy. See, that's not right
that's
either.
That's not right.
It's not the same as moist.
Your chicken is leaking?
No. No, not the same.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Dave, what are you saying?
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen. Where are you at the moment, please?
I am in West Kirby on the Wirral.
Okay, and what are you doing right now? Where are you? What's your location?
I'm in my van, round the corner from my house. I've just finished work for the day.
Oh, early finish as well, right?
Two jobs done as well.
What do you do, Dave?
I am a handyman.
Oh, Dave, pot round when you get a chance, would you?
What do you need doing?
I've got a terrible leak and I don't know where it's coming from.
Might be your ball cock.
Yeah, this sounds like the start of some kind of... Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I've seen films like this.
Yes.
Anyway,
who do you normally pick?
Handyman.
Who do you normally pick on bangers, Dave?
I'm not going to lie, Chris, it's normally you.
Oh, good man.
But Scott does pull some guilty pleasures out.
Yeah, people always say that, though, as like some kind of throwaway thing so you don't offend.
I don't even like guilty pleasures. There's nothing, it's just music. There's nothing to be guilty about, you know?
Okay.
There's no snobbery on this show.
No, certainly not. No. Right, so here's what I've got for you. It's Blame, Calvin Harris featuring John Newman.
I miss John Newman. What's he up to now?
Do you mean you don't miss him?
I kind of do, actually. Listen to his voice. He's awesome.
He's writing, yeah? He's coming back soon, yeah.
I'm sure when people say that, it's holiday.
Well, it is, because pop stars, isn't it? They just go to some luxurious retreat and write holiday.
So, Dave, you can have that choice today, or you can have my choice of bangers, which is this.
Oh, hello.
Classic. This is The Killers, When You Were Young. It is a bit of a who, But they, yeah, come on, they're back at Glastonbury, it's all good. And this is a great song.
Okay, right. I wasn't expecting that. So what are you saying, Dave the Handyman?
Well, I'll get straight to the point. Scott, you've done it for me today.
Have I?
Really?
Yes. Sorry, Chris.
Yes, two in a row for Mills.
That was incredible that got chosen, though, over The Killers. It's a great song, Scott, but don't get me wrong, look at the amount of messages coming in right now.
Yeah, legit robbed. That's from Pete.
Matthew here says, whereabouts in West Curry was he? I need a word with him.
Right. Explains why he's a handyman and not a full-blown tradesperson. Oh, that's Paul and Aberdeen there with a low blow, I think. Stop that, Paul.
Look at the amount of messages coming in, Scott. Would you say that was a robbery?
Yeah, probably. Actually, I just said to you, I probably would have chosen yours today, but winning.
Oh, well, 2-0 to you.
Okay, Paramore coming up, and also Kygo and Selena Gomez. 3:10, very much excitement about this around the whole of Radio 1 today, and from you lot as well. I'm going to speak to the guy that got naked at Foo Fighters in Glastonbury. He had a little moment where he was on TV at the weekend, and Dave Grohl actually called him out. Here's the thing, how do we know it's this guy? Like he could be like just making it up.
Yeah, right. So
I don't know why you would do that. But
we started this campaign. We started this campaign yesterday to try find him, and then loads of people got in touch with me. The same name kept cropping up. Then I think I found this bloke. I tried to message him. He got back to me quite late last night. And
are you choking there?
Sorry, yeah. Just basically, our food's arrived that you ordered earlier.
Yeah.
Remind everyone.
Oh yeah. Okay. So we've ordered some kind of noodle dish with I've never heard of them before. A bit like pork scratchings, cock scratchings, and that's what you seem to. Is that what you're choking
catching
on
my throat there?
You have to mix them in. That's what you're not doing right.
So anyway, we think we found the right guy. We kept seeing the same name. He's going to be on the show today. So excited to hear the story behind it.
I mean, I don't know why you would make that up. Why would you say I'm that guy if you're not?
I'd be very proud if it was me personally.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, we were desperately trying to track down the naked guy that Dave Grohl pointed out during the Foo Fighters set at Glastonbury. It's trying to get good.
Some are saying it's one of the highlights of Glastonbury. It was an incredible moment.
We've managed to track him down. He doesn't want his name to be revealed, but hello, naked Foo Fighters guy.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Can't believe I'm speaking to you.
Well, yeah, no, it's a bit of a shock, isn't it? But here we are.
Here we are, yeah.
And you're the real deal, from what we understand.
I believe so. At the moment, it's a newfound fame, which is going alright, to be fair. It's going alright.
Have you been speaking to like a lot of media, a lot of press?
No, I've been trying to keep it quite restricted, just want to be quite anonymous. I'm quite enjoying it. It's just the naked guy at the moment.
Yeah, I've been seeing some tweets from something called Radio X or something trying to track you down. I don't know what that is. Yeah. But we've got you.
Yeah, and you're a very modest guy. We all saw that on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was very modest at the time, very modest at the time.
So when did you find out that you'd actually been on?
Well, at the time, all we knew is that I was stood up, and there was a bit of People are saying that I was on some guy's shoulders, but what actually happened, there was two of us, and my feet were actually on either shoulder, so I was really high up. I was very vertical.
But to get to that, just to get to that position, am I right in thinking you were in Speedos beforehand?
Yeah.
So you're on your mate's shoulders in Speedos. Why? Then you've managed to get yourself vertical. At what point did the Speedos come down?
And why were you in Speedos at Glastonbury?
Right, so there was a group, the whole day, because Saturday is for the boys, we were like, Saturday is also for Speedos. So there was 12 of us all in Speedos throughout the whole day.
Sure.
During the day, one random guy took a photo of us with his Polaroid camera. So we got one Polaroid camera, and we decided that by Sunday evening, that Polaroid snap will be going to someone who created the best story of Glastonbury.
Right. Brilliant idea. A prize.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So we're all trying to outcompete each other. So that's probably one of the reasons why I was a little bit merry at the time. And thought, all right, you know what? I'll do it. Saturday's for the boys, and the boys put me up. And here we are. But big shout out to them, though, all the boys, because if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't have happened, would it?
No, it's a wonderful friend moment, that. But you're on your friend's shoulders. So what I'm saying is you were all stood around, Speedos down, right? Why were you the chosen one to go on your friend's shoulders?
With the guys I'm with are a little bit, they're a bit bigger than me as well, so I'm a little bit more slight. I'm obviously the easiest one to lift. And I was like, right, I'll just do it. And I put my hand up and was like, right, I'll do it, put me up. And then the guys put me up and there we are.
Right, and that's what happened.
And did any of your family see this?
Yes, so Mum and Dad saw it. They didn't see it live, though, but they were quickly briefed. And then I rang them as well to say, oh, it's gone a bit viral.
This is my favourite story ever.
Oh, Mum, watch me on catch up.
Yeah, they've now seen it. I think it's good. They've seen the funny side of it, so I'm quite happy about that.
And how does
I'm not sure I want my mum to see that. I wouldn't even tell her.
Yeah, well, there's no way she would not found out. Where we live, it's kind of a bit popular.
Yeah. Right. But, you can't go into the local pub anymore.
No,
exactly. Yeah. Well, we all have one, don't we? So
we all have one, don't we?
Was it the greatest moment of your life so far?
Yeah, it's up there. I'd say it's up there. Top three moments. Like, I'm always going to remember that now forever, aren't I?
What are the other moments?
From now you're saying that, I can't actually pick one out. But right. I've touch wood, I've had quite a good and exciting life.
We're going to go now. Listen, it's been great to speak to you.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for putting me on. Is there anyone else to dedicate that song back to Dave and all the boys?
Say again?
You want to dedicate a song to the Foo Fighters from The Naked Man?
Yes, the same song, My Hero.
Well, I can do that for you. Absolutely. Bit of echo for you. There you are, boys. Go.
Yeah.
Right, this song is there for someone who created something special in my life. So this is a big shout out to the hopefully clothed Dave Grohl and all the boys that I made that moment special. From the Naked Foo Fighters, man.
Scott Mills.
Becky and Milton Keynes has got it right. This is exactly why next Glastonbury, which isn't next year after, the BBC need a dedicated crowd cam channel so that legends like Naked Foo Fighters guy are never missed.
Totally.
I would watch that. It's a bit like when they used to do the live feed on Big Brother.
Well, what it is effectively Gogglebox, isn't it, with festivals?
People watching. I would watch a crowd at Glastonbury. I would definitely do that.
I totally agree.
Scott Mills.
Great news, guys. Mike and Evelyn are here.
Yay! Yay!
From Clean Cut Kid. Mike and Evelyn have popped round.
Oh, barbecues. Hi. For all.
Oh, no, you do listen to our show, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
We did say yesterday that it's a bit like when your mum invites some friends round. Mike and Evelyn are coming round.
But we are good house guests.
Are you?
Yeah, we are tidy.
I love doing the washing up because it warms my hands up.
That's so random.
Anyway, it's good to have you here, guys. Tune of the week is Vitamin C, which we are loving very much.
Thank you.
And are you ready to play Real or No Real?
So ready.
Evelyn is particularly excited to play this game today, aren't you?
Yes. I can't even get my words out.
You're having a bit of a surreal moment, aren't you?
Hugely.
Are you both keen, though, or Mike, are you not really bothered?
Evelyn was a super fan, and then we both turned into joint super fans over the years.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
it's such a long arc from from specialist into data.
24 years at the tap end has to have been a highlight.
Yes, 24 years at the tap end.
This is amazing.
Wow, you do know your stuff.
We do.
All right, let's play the game.
If you rub wasabi on your bald spot, your hair will regrow.
Wow.
So that's wasabi there.
Is that what you did with your beard, mate?
Off of sushi.
Could have been. Not the best look. Like, we eat a lot of wasabi, don't we?
Yeah.
Never rubbed it on a body part, if I'm honest.
I think the wasabi shocks the system, and that makes your hair grow. So it's a bit like the minty shower gel, you know?
Oh, dear.
I've had a mad experience with that once, yeah. It was actually a pepermint hair mask. right. that I reached out and grabbed hold of and just smothered all over my body when I cracked it. Kind of... And it was, mate, it was not cool.
Just like, stay up top and, with those mental.
Yeah, and it's like then the hot water makes you cold weirdly, and the cold makes you hot, and you're like, wow, what am I doing?
Right. End up in a heap crying.
Yeah. Was it not good for you, Mike?
It wasn't. No, it was after a Radiohead concert as well. Weirdly, I don't even know. It was just the, just like all of these morose songs, and then a load of peppermint hair mask all over my body.
Anyway, can this be true? A little bit of wasabi on the bald spot and your hair magically regrows. Mike and Evelyn, what are you saying? Real or no real?
I'm going to say it's no real.
Wasabi on the bald spot. I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
Yes.
True. Well, if you believe one of the largest wasabi manufacturers in Japan, researchers from the Kirin Company found that the chemical isosaponarin taken from the leaves of the wasabi plant could awaken the papilla cells in the human scalp three times more effectively than popular hair regrowth solution that's currently on sale.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
So well done, Chris. And next one.
Lily Allen managed to keep her surprise set at Glastonbury so secret that no one turned up to watch her.
Oh, bless.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's the worry, though, isn't it? You do a secret set, but what you've got to really do is drop hints. Have you guys had to do this yet?
We've done.
Because you've got a lot of fans.
We had like one in the BBC introducing stage, you know, where you like come back and you're like, oh, we're not introducing anymore. We're like some secret.
Yeah.
Big
well, you're like graduates that go back to school as good examples, aren't you?
Illuminati. No, yeah, we did. And people turned up.
They
so
did.
It was cool. Yeah.
Oh, thank
we left.
God.
We left little blackboards and stuff, I think, around there.
Right.
We weren't very secret.
That's right. What I mean.
Because of that exact risk.
Yeah.
You don't keep it secret, do you? You've got to drop those hints.
It's that kind of thing, though. It's just like I'm big enough to be able to do a secret gig and people will turn up. But then they don't. Yes. I mean, that's got to be a band's worst nightmare.
Right now.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have, like, bigger ambitions with Glastonbury? Is the aim to get to the pyramid stage, or do you not think of it like
that? No, we're
happy
that? Just like,
what, how does it work for you guys?
Yeah, we really want to go all the way, obviously. Yeah,
yeah.
I want to have a cup of tea with Michael Eavis.
Yeah,
that'd
be,
yes,
that'd
I mean,
cool.
That's the dream.
Lovely, yeah. Mm.
Do you like care about being in the charts, or like do you want to have, like a top five album, or does that not matter to you?
Or do you want to hear your song in the supermarket? Like, what's the moment?
I'd love a top five album. I'd love a number one album.
It matters because like you make these tunes and you kind of want them to be personal to you and be your baby. And then I guess the more people that resonates with, the more you've kind of ticked both boxes, I think. Mm.
You so, yeah. kind of want Justin Bieber to know who you are, don't you?
Wow.
I'd love that, yeah. He actually came and recorded in the studio where we recorded our album. And like we've got his like lyric book and his lip balm.
Yes, what? We do have his lip balm.
We've got his lip
what?
Balm, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The drummer's girlfriend from our band, Ross's girlfriend, she's the studio manager in the studio where he was recording, and we've got his lip balm. If you want, we can bring it in next time if you
bring
want.
Bring it next time. I can't believe you didn't this time. So imagine the scene. Lily Allen's there on, let's say, Saturday on the stage, and she's like, I was walking along the street one day picking up my food from Tesco. No one's there. Real or no real?
Oh, I love her. I'm going to say real.
Oh, so my sad. Word. Yeah, it's it could have been so sick. I'm going to go real as well.
That one is no real.
Oh, we're so bad at this.
Evelyn, what have you done?
Oh, no.
Not true. Secret sets that did happen last weekend included Everything Everything, Elbow, Circa Waves, Blossoms, a Radiohead DJ set, and The Killers' surprise appearance on Sunday afternoon at the John Peel stage. Lily Allen wasn't on at all.
Oh, dear.
Solved.
Ouch. Or maybe she was, but it's still secret.
Yeah.
Still secret.
It's a double, triple bluff.
Scott Mills.
Fitzman C, Clean Cut Kid. Is it still exciting to hear your song on Radio 1?
Sounds so good on radio.
It does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Where is the strangest place you've heard your song so far?
That's
I heard someone else listening to it on a train.
Oh,
so
that's
I was sat on a train and I could hear it, and then I like spied over and it was
that, that's wicked. So creepy.
That
if
was
you,
weird.
If
yeah.
they turned from listening to your song and you were just like,
hello,
it's so weird. So
I mean, I think the dream is like to have it on in the Queen Vic or something, isn't it?
Oh, hang on, we've had it in Stacey's flat, haven't we?
We've had it in the CAF. We've had it in the CAF in EastEnders a lot of times. Yeah,
that was when like our parents went, "Oh, you've made it, guys!
Yeah,
finally."
Right, one more fact for you.
Turkey testicles are considered such a delicacy in California that they have a festival thrown in their honour every year.
Wow.
California, though.
That could be a band, though, couldn't it?
It could be.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be one of
the
ones doing...
They play
cello. Or doing a secret gig at Glastonbury. They're such a delicacy in the US, oof, well, on the West Coast, that they do have their own festival. I've never tried them myself. Anyone else?
I don't think so.
No.
But you're never 100% sure what you're eating.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they say they're thighs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They look like nuggets.
Anything can be breaded these days.
If it's deep fried, I'm eating it.
What are you guys, how are you guys with travelling?
When we first started touring, we just ate just snacks and crisps, and it was terrible.
You got to watch those crisps, haven't you? You know, those kettle crisps that they grab hold of you. Don't
so good, aren't they? But before you know it, you're 85 stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've
careful.
Had to go less of the turkey testicles, more of the rice cakes.
And we're actually on corn cakes, a bit more tasty than the rice cakes.
Oh, so you're doing proper health kick now, are you?
Trying to,
I think you get to that point, don't you, where it's like, okay, we've done this for so long, we can't sustain this lifestyle.
No. Yeah. It actually makes you feel so much more awake and alive as well.
Yeah, and you know, meat, you don't want a load of like meat being processed while you're jumping up and down on the stage. No. You don't want that.
Do the people around you encourage you with that, or do you have to set rules for the bus, that type of thing?
We've got some really, really healthy band members. We've got like a really staunch, like fruitarian vegan guy.
Right.
Well,
that's kind of helps you keep on track, doesn't it?
Yeah, he constantly guilts us in out of every treat. And then we've got like a really hench drummer who's just, you know, just look at his muscles if you start like wanting a Big Mac.
So is this true about this whole festival in California for turkey testicles, Chris?
Well, it does suggest then that they're probably quite nice. I might try. Mm. I'm going to go real.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, that's what I'm saying.
Totally, yeah.
We can't win by going, we should go the opposite answer and just either go like,
tactical.
Okay. Tactical.
All right, Mr. Competitive.
What are you saying then?
Getting all tactical on the turkey testicles.
I'm going to say no and just go zero, like clean cookie.
No real.
No real?
That one's real.
Oh my God.
You've had a shocker.
We're the worst.
It's true, the 41st Turkey Testicle Festival happened last weekend in Dunlap, California. I was actually in California last weekend and read about this. You can eat them grilled or deep fried, and they've been a delicacy since the 1940s.
Wow. Yum.
Yeah, surprise, we're not playing
that. What did they eat before that?
I know.
you're not playing that festival.
No, it's probably the only one we're not playing.
Well, guys, grilled...
Well, they won't have a spark now, will they?
Grilled is healthier as well for guys as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 20, Clean Cut Kid, Mike and Evelyn got nothing.
You've had a lovely day.
We have.
So lovely.
And that's the main thing.
Thank you for having us.
Metal
Thank
Heroes.
Oh, shut up. Thank you so much for coming in, and come and see us soon and bring the Justin Bieber lip balm.
We will.
Bye, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
That was Tuesday's show. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.